Unit 8, Exercise 28. You will hear an interview with Dr. Robin Baker, a child psychologist. Before you listen, read through the questions and the options below. Discuss which option you think is true for each statement and tick it. Then listen to the interview and choose the right answer to the questions according to the information given by the psychologist. How far did your answers match his opinion?
Mom, when you were young, did you ever... Here come the questions parents are so much afraid of. Did you ever get high? Did you ever date anyone other than Dad? Haven't you ever smoked? With the loosening attitudes towards love relationships in the 60s and the casual drug use in the 60s, 70s, and 80s, many of us made some poor choices when we were young. Now that we're parents, we must decide. What should we tell our kids about our past? Today we have an opportunity to address this question to an expert, a child psychologist, Dr. Robin Baker. Doctor, should we be honest with our children?
That depends on why your child is asking. Get to the heart of the matter by asking, "Why do you want to know?" Focus on your child's situation, not your own. If your child is facing a problem similar to one you once dealt with, discussing an example from your past might help. The child asking such questions is not trying to be nosy. He or she is wondering, is it okay for me to use drugs? When is it okay for me to have sex?
Are there any things that I have to reveal to my child?
If you struggled with alcoholism or drug addiction, your child needs to know. Even if he's not asking questions. Substance abuse can run in families. Even if you would rather not talk about it, someone else is likely to spill the family secrets. You better make sure that your children hear the real story from you and not from a stranger or a neighbor.
How much information can a child handle?
Obviously, what you tell a 7-year-old is different from what you tell a 13-year-old. If you think your child is too young to hear what you have to say, simply tell him. That's a conversation for when you are older.
Wouldn't it be easier to lie?
It's tempting, but no. Kids are very good lie detectors. They would at once know when you're not telling the truth. If they sense that you're hiding something, they'll never be sincere with you. That doesn't mean you have to tell all. Refusing to discuss every detail of your past is not lying. Aren't there other times when you decline your children's direct questions? Do you tell them how much you earn?
How do I answer, "You did it and you were okay in the end"?
Were you really okay? Many of us suffer from consequences and have bad memories because of stupid decisions we made when we were young. Kids tend to think that nothing bad is ever going to happen to them. So make sure you mention the consequences you suffered. And if you didn't really suffer, give examples of those who weren't so fortunate.
Won't talking about drugs plant ideas in their heads?
Children are faced with pressures and temptations at earlier and earlier ages. So don't be afraid that you're revealing information about drugs, because they could have already heard about them. If you don't discuss such things with them, someone else will. We, parents, may be uncomfortable with conversations about drugs. We need to get over that fear, because our children are crying out for help and guidance. The sooner we start, the better.
Won't we lose their respect?
Not if you show them how you struggled to iron out your problems, and don't laugh with them about how you once outdrove the cops or dated a 30-year-old man when you were 16. Once your children see that you faced those same hard choices, you'll grow closer.
Thank you, Doctor, for coming in to speak to us today.